32 days of the NFL draft continues here at JoeBucksFan.com. I'm the commish, Justin Pawlowski. Counting it down, 2 weeks from this Thursday will be the NFL draft. April 22nd is the first round. The second and third rounds will be on Friday night, and then all day on Saturday will conclude the 2010 NFL draft. Today we take a look at the Pittsburgh Steelers with just 16 days to go. What we've been doing here at JoeBucksFan.com has been working our way down 32 teams, 32 days leading right up to, of course, draft day. You'll be able to hear all the coverage with a Buccaneer slant. See, I mean, you can sit there, you can watch ESPN, you can watch the NFL Network. You can still do that. Just have us on the radio. I'll be there. Many others will be there as well. We're going to be at Raymond James Stadium this year, where the Bucs' official draft day party will be. But we do hope, if you can't make it out to Raymond James Stadium, that you still crank up the old radio, because we will give you just as good coverage as they will on ESPN.com. I've had so many people send me text messages or comment after the coverage is done that what I was saying was before what Mel Kiper and the guys on ESPN were saying. Really, when you get to the draft, of course, you know, different people are going to break different stories regarding trades and whatnot. But once you get to draft day, it's all about taking all the knowledge you've gained throughout this entire process and putting it all to use on draft day, and being able to think quick and think logically and think of what a team might be thinking when they're on the clock and react to a certain player going at a certain place, which I feel we can do as good as they do on ESPN. Not to mention, we're going to have a Buccaneer slant, which helps you and I think goes more towards what you want to hear as Buccaneer fans with our draft coverage on 620 WDAE, the sports animal. Today we're going to take a look, though, at the Pittsburgh Steelers. The Steelers come into this draft coming off a disappointing year last year in 2009. They've had the issues with Ben Roethlisberger. No need to go into details there. Santonio Holmes also had some issues. But we're talking about the draft and what the Steelers are going to do with the draft coming up. Really haven't made any big moves this offseason, typical for a Pittsburgh Steeler team. But they do draft well. And when you look at this draft coming up, the Steelers have needs. I'd say their main needs would be at offensive line. They want to get bigger and more physical than they have been. A popular name that continues to come up, Mikey Iupati, the offensive guard from Idaho. If he's available, the Steelers are definitely going to consider him at one of their guard positions to help them get more nasty and more physical up front, something that they've lost over the past couple of years. Maybe it's Bruce Arians' offense coming in. They've liked throwing the ball. But with the issues regarding Ben Roethlisberger, the Steelers might be looking to get more towards a run attack and not put all that pressure on Ben Roethlisberger. And to help that run attack, you want to get big offensive linemen up front. Anthony Davis is also a possibility. There's been talks that he might slide on draft day because of character concerns. He's the only offensive tackle that I think will be there that's worth the Steelers taking. I don't think Bruce Campbell is the guy from Maryland, Charles Brown from USC, and Brian Bulaga, Russell Okung, and Trent Williams, I think, will all be gone by the Steelers pick at 18. The only offensive tackle that could slide is Anthony Davis, which actually would be an upgrade for the Steelers at their tackle position. Another position that I think the Steelers should look at is corner. Other than Ike Taylor, they really don't have, since Brian McFadden left and went to Arizona, they don't have that corner opposite of him to help shut down opposing teams' passing games. And really, the Steelers last year struggled against the pass. They were very good against the run, but against the pass on defense, they really struggled. So I think a corner opposite of Ike Taylor would be a possibility. And with so many good corners, top corners in this draft at 18, the Steelers could be in position. Now, Joe Hayden, we're going to talk about the 49ers tomorrow. The 49ers have two first-round picks. They both come in front of the Steelers, which is why I don't think Joe Hayden makes his way to the Steelers at 18, because I just can't see the 49ers passing on Joe Hayden twice. We'll talk about them tomorrow. But you do have Kyle Wilson, who's a corner out of Boise State. Kareem Jackson's a corner out of Alabama. And then finally, Devin McCourty is out of Rutgers. All three of those corners, with Mike Tomlin being an ex-defensive backs coach, would make sense for the Steelers. Also, when Troy Polamalu went out with an injury last year, really showed a weakness and a liability back there in the defensive backfield for the Steelers, that when Troy Polamalu goes down, they don't have anyone that can step up, especially at the safety position, which is why I think maybe a free safety could come in there. A guy like Earl Thomas, you have Earl Thomas next to Troy Polamalu, you got one of the best sets of safeties in the entire NFL. That's only if Earl Thomas were to fall. But I think corner and offensive line, much bigger needs for the Steelers at this time. And I think with that 18th overall pick, it's going to come down to taking one of those corners, probably Kyle Wilson, or going with a Mikey Iupati, the offensive guard out of Idaho. Tomorrow, we will take a look at the San Francisco 49ers, who have two picks in the first round of this year's draft. So you want to stay with us as we continue counting down the days. Man, 16 to go from today. Right here. Keep coming back. We've got 32 days of the NFL draft, 32 teams, 32 days right here at JoeBucksFan.com.